people have been wanting me to do an update on my library and everything, and the house and the property. And so here it goes. This is the library. Now, if we look here, I know it's a little bit darker in here. Turn a light or two on. Here we have the recording background. There's my little whiteboard that we now have with one poster up. And there's our chart. And then here is my library. That is all the Greek, the whole New Testament handwritten commentary. All 27 books of the New Testament except the book of Revelation, which is there. And I'll show you what this looks like. There is the Greek written in red letters, and the translations with all the grammar, Hebrew equivalents and everything, and that's Revelation 19 and verse 16. You can see all of this here. You can see what it looks like, how I wrote this. Cross references, word studies, what page it's on, everything. All the cross references, the Old and the New Testament. So you can see what the book of Revelation looks like there. We're finishing systematic theology now. We're in the 19th chapter of Revelation. Now, this isn't all the books at all on Greek that I have. But there is all the Greek New Testament that I have done, except I have said for the book of Revelation sitting on the pulpit. These are some of the commentaries and the Greek lexicons and word studies. All down through here. And then we go over here to Latin and Greek and German. Here we begin the studies on in the Hebrew Bible with the Hebrew lexicons. And there's Kyle and Delish, a 10-volume commentary on Hebrew Old Testament and the Greek Septuagint. This is the Septuagint studies here. There's two or three copies of the Septuagint there with several lexicons from that. We have the Mishnah and all the Talmud. There's the Babylonian Talmud there. And there are some of the studies that I have written on the Old Testament. Different books, Genesis and Exodus, Jonah, Jeremiah, Malachi, and then more over here of studies. This is the radio benches. That's 6 feet wide. And going up there to different radios that I have. That's how discovertheword.com and all that got started, was on ham radio and CB radio. Here on this side is history classes. Our history books. There's probably three times more of that in political science and Western civilization. On this side over here are a few books. The top shelf up there is all Islam. Two or three different Qurans, all a lot of history, mainly from the Islamic standpoint. The Quran, of course, is that In the Shadow of the Story is the history by Tim Holland of that. We'll see different ones. The Traveler's Guide, different one that we have there. The Life of Muhammad by Ibn Ishik. And then we have different studies here, history studies here, all the way down. Some more political science. Over here is another radio bench. This is VHF and UHF here. I will probably bring my computer in here also. Those are a lot of pictures that I did for my mother's funeral that go all the way from when we were very young to her death. We're going to wander in here. We're going to look at some of Marilyn's pictures. She has painted more pictures. This is a picture she did when she was very young. Just a child, basically. There's one of the last pictures she's done here of the mountains and the sunset. There's a picture she did of a dying sailor with a rainbow and angels coming after him. Another picture of a scene up in the mountains from above Bakersfield with a lion in a tree, as you can see. Here are more pictures over here that she's done of homesteads. This here is actually a house on the coast that she had painted that we really, really desired that. We envied that place and wanted to buy that. And here's an old homestead out there in Old River. And there is an igloo that Marilyn painted that I didn't think she could do. Here's the grand champion in the Bakersfield or the Kern County Fair that she won Best of Show, Judge's Choice, First Place, everything that you could win, she won it there at that. And then here is a picture that Marilyn painted also of the three crosses, which is fantastic, of Calvary. And then here are some pictures that Marilyn did probably in the fourth or fifth grade in school. That's Jungle Man. Back at those times, she did all of this when she was just a little child. She used to draw pictures and sell them for 3 or 4 cents a piece when she was in school. There's another picture that she did when she was very young. At the same time, probably 10 or 12 years old. Here are more pictures. There's of Avila. There's a picture that she did of a rooster that I had for a long time. There's another ocean picture there. And here's one of San Juan Capistrano that she did. Another one of a windmill in Denmark. And it was from a photograph, but she colored it. Here's another picture of the coast where we used to go fishing all the time. Boats out in the ocean, fishing boats. Here's a picture also that she did of cotton. And this is the first place in the Kern County Fair also. Here's one that she did of Los Angeles Duck Club where Roy Rogers and Clark Gable and many others, Andy Devine, used to come up to the duck club there and shoot ducks near Bakersfield. There's another one she won first place from, is the Monte Carlo Inn. Here's another one that she just did up here not long ago. This is a picture of the mountains here, and that's what our front yard looks like. Here's another little flower scene that Marilyn did. And this one wasn't very long ago. And there's Marilyn looking wonderful, lost basically 48 pounds in her diet, and her health is much better. And here is our living room. Different pictures, my buffalo skulls that I painted so many years ago. And some of her pictures, two Danish ringer telephones. She's got a pair of them, one over there and one here. Some of our pictures, different ones. There's when I was still a human being when I was very young. I was 18 years old there, and there's one of me sitting right down here in front where my finger is right there. That's me in Jerusalem up on where the mosque is up there. Looking over here again, I got my good couch up here now. I can rest on that. Here are more pictures. Marilyn, that's the Fish Lake Valley. That's the lake at Fish Lake as it once was. And there is one of the first pictures she ever did there. That one is a very beautiful picture of an ocean scene. This looks like you're there. Looking back there again to the living room. Now we're going to go outside and see if we can stir up the cats. And there they are right up here. Hello, boys. Coley, Kitty. You're right up here looking. That's got to be Coley because he's right behind. He wants to get underneath my feet. And there's Gumball and Kitty over there. There's our front yard, as you can see. Now it's getting the mountain. The sun is over the mountains. I moved the propane tank way from the house. It used to be just right here. The trees are all asleep, as you can see, because it's wintertime. Looking around, and there's Kitty, our matriarch. That's Kitty. Yes, it is. Kitty, Gumball, and Coley. Looking this way, the moon is almost full. Looking over there where the bighorn sheep are. That just right straight down the road from here. This road runs into that one. The road here, going through my yard, used to be the only road that went up Chattavich Creek and up into the Trail Canyon and everything. There's the tallest point in Nevada up there to the right, the lowest mountain. And the next one is higher. That's Montgomery Peak. And then White Mountain is over there, 14,252 feet. We still have a lot of work done on the house, on the foundation and things. We'll walk down here. Of course, Coley's going to follow me everywhere. And I'll try to keep him falling over him. There's another Roan 25 tower. There's a Roan 45 tower and another little tower that I'm going to take down and put up a regular 25 or 45 Roan there. Here is our log splitter and some of the things we have here. The diesel for the tractor. And there's our tractor. I've got two storage units I'm going to bring up and put right there. And here we have more trees. But I'm going to take you down on the creek. Show the creek to you. If I can keep from falling over Coley. This is the back side of the house. We've cleaned up a lot of things. But we need to get a roof over our patio there. And there's Kitty. And I'm really having a hard time with Coley here. But I love him very much. He's the sweetheart of a cat. Coley, look up here. Give him your beautiful smile. Kitty. Here's our little guest room. The back side of the house. Here's where we're going to build a patio cover. And I'm going to wall this in and put one of my wood-burning cook stoves there. It'll even help heat up the... Here's a little bit of wood pile storage here. Looks like some of it disappeared somehow. That's unusual. Huh. Some of it is missing. And there's Kitty. We'll go in the shop here. And my hobby is reloading old ammunition. Obsolete cowboy calibers. And I make a little money doing that because you can get a lot of money with those cowboy calibers. I can't do that in California anymore, but we still don't have those Gestapo laws here in Nevada. Cowboy calibers is not something you're going to go and rob banks with normally or have shootouts or anything. And here now we have my workbenches, which are a little bit cluttered. I haven't got everything completely in order yet. But I do have a place to work on my cars. And there's a generator that I'm going to hook up for alternative power. And over here, this is pistol and rifle reloading, which I've done a lot of. There's a Progressive Press, an RCBS 2000 Pro 2000, then two Rock Chuckers, and there are two different powder measures there. I have one more that goes over there. Powder scales, shot for shotguns. These are 2.5-inch 410, 3-inch 410 Magnum, 28, 20-gauge, 16-gauge, and 12-gauge, which I load these, and I do shoot some trap and skeet sometimes. Here's some of the old ammunition out here. That's a 33 Winchester. And these are some of what the bullet looks like. And I test these out and see how they will shoot. And here's a 38-56. This is actually a real 38 caliber. It's bigger than a 38 special or something like that because they're only 357 diameter. This is really 380 or 377, 375 to 380 diameter bullet. That's a very large. It's a 45-70 cartridge. Neck down to 38 caliber. This is a 45-70 cartridge neck down to 338 diameter. And anyway, this is some of the things where I do work on guns occasionally. And there's my work tools. This is our little guest room, guest house here, with a bathroom and all, and shower. We still have to get a lot of things organized. This is a papyrus drawing with hieroglyphics on it. It's real papyrus. Thought you might be interested in that. Now we'll go outside and take a walk down the creek. We do have a heated garage now, which makes it really nice. I still have to paint all of this. One contractor never came back, took our money, but he never did the work. I'm having a hard time getting that done. Kitty is out here waiting for me. Aren't you, girl? Yes. She was hurt really bad months ago, and anyway, she's much better now. Some kind of a sticker on her. Let's go down now and go down by the creek. It's getting very late in the day. But the creek is roaring. I can hear that. This is the front of the house. We'd like to have porches on it one of these days. Kitty's following me to make sure I'm not doing anything wrong. I worked on the truck yesterday and serviced it. Here's our little cabin where we used to do all of our recordings. Probably 300 of them in that little tiny cabin. From the place there with a fountain that Sharon has gave to us. And one of Marilyn's old spring plows and here Kitty, she's got to be at center of attraction here. Yes, sir. I know Nancy in Pennsylvania, you really like the pictures of the kitty cats. You always do. Anyway, we have a lot of work to do yet still, but we got over 90% finished. So that's something else. I have to get rid of all these axles and things that the house was brought in onto. People we were dealing with were such criminals, they didn't come and get them. We had a lot of trouble with them. I never saw such a criminal activity as the people we bought the mobile home from and the people that worked with them. This road, of course, we built 5-6 years ago now. We have antelope coming through the yard occasionally, and a lion and bobcats around here, which are devastating our cats. Here we go. We have two good neighbors now. The guy that bought the place over there is a wonderful neighbor and helpful in many ways, and so is this one also. Make good friends with them. Of course, you know all these rocks at one time were all right out here. I moved all of them. And the creek is just roaring. And as you can see, it's white water coming down there and a lot of ice. On because it's cold. It was 17 degrees last night. We haven't had a lot of snow, but somehow the springs wake up in the wintertime There's one of our little Montmorency cherry trees, an apple tree. And these are birch trees and willows, red willows and birch, pine trees all around. Maryland's little statuaries in here. And there's the Bigfoot. And a little squirrel, wild roses, and Kitty's following me all around here, just like she did 6 years ago when she was a baby. She still thinks she's the boss, and she is. And there's a plum tree. And then we come down here to more trees, and this is a little statuary. And the little verse that Sharon gave to us there, from Matthew, the lilies of the valley. Some of the trees. And here we have trout all in here. I don't know whether we can see any of them right now. There went one. I need to feed them some cat food. And there is a peach tree, a plum tree, and another plum tree. And the little statuaries here, along the little girl reading her Bible, and of course Kitty came out. There's a waterfall with water. There's a great big German brown female trout in here. And last year she spawned and had a lot of little baby trout. And on down her. Now all this is growth up here. You couldn't walk through here. So now we can drive a little tractor through here. Marilyn could come down and enjoy the sights. There's another tree. That's a cherry tree, fellow cherry tree. And then a nectarine tree. We drilled with an auger down here until we hit water, and then we planted the tree. You haven't seen this for quite a while, I know. We've been busy with so many other things, and Marilyn's health issue was horrible. Here we have one of our lawnmowers down here. Another little bridge. And three more trees. Plum tree, a peach tree, and an apple tree. And of course, there's a lot of frost in the shadows here. And ice on the creek. There we go, Kitty. As you can see in the shade, there is ice still. The creek runs all year long. Waterfalls all down here with bridges here and there. Kitty, kitty. Come on, kitty. This was a lot of work clearing all this out. There was a great big tree right here that we took out, and I trimmed the pine trees back so I can drive Marilyn down here in the car so she can come by the creek and see it, even though she's not able to walk very much anymore. Here we go. Now the sun is over the mountains. It has already set, but it's still light, as you can see here, to some extent. Look up toward the place, you can see the outline of the White Mountains, boundary of Montgomery Peak, and the towers. Kitty, come on, kitty. Kitty's almost 10 years old now. I think we got her about 7 years ago or so. We do have gopher problems here. Out in the middle of nothing, we have gopher problems. Kitty! Come on, girl! need to set some traps for these gophers are playing around all over, looking at the backside of the house. As we come up, we had a metal roof put on the whole house like we're building the garage because the shingles were blowing off. And not only that, but they were black. And in the summertime, the house was extremely warm because of that. You can see here, the gophers are all over out here. I'm glad they're not among my trees right now. Come on, kitty. Kitty caught a gopher the other day and brought its remains and put it on the front porch. Have more towers to put up. She's come with me all this way. Kitty has. There's one of our large burning barrels. Actually, at one time, that was a gasoline tank down on the farm underground. There's another tower section there. And my old log splitter. I have a new one down there. Most of my wood is down there. Looking at the back side of the house there. We're going to put a retaining wall out here and then steps here. You can go up, just carefully go up here. Barbecue pit, that's where our wood stove will be, probably over there in the barbecue pit. And it'll probably heat the garage up once I get it all walled in. And that's our little trip. Thank you, Kitty, for following me. God bless you. Remember us in your prayers.